My girl is banging, she's solo maintenance. Don't need no champagne popping entertainment. Take her to Wendy's, can't keep her off me. She wanna dip me like fries in a frosty. But every now and then when I get paid, I gotta spoil my baby with an upgrade. So this song is about this girl not needing to be impressed, and then occasionally she wants to be impressed. So she goes to Applebee's on a date night to get some whipped cream on the top two straws, one cheek, girl, I got you. You get the idea, you know, she just wants an Oreo shake and it's really cute because she doesn't need much impressing. And that's really cute, isn't it? Because he doesn't need to make much of an effort. In reality, though, this person does not exist. Because, you know, we all want to be impressed, right? We all want to be treated nice. And that's fair enough. If you go out with someone, you want them to make an effort, whether it's a date or a mate. If the date or a mate doesn't make an effort, it's like, what's the point? What's the point? You know, this is depressing. Fair enough. However, right, as a follow-up to episode 99, BTS, I want to talk about penis size again. It's a fucking cruel thing about the male body. The woman doesn't have to worry about this. In my experience, there's nothing about the female body that women could reveal that would put off any single man. You know, it could be hairy, scary, covered in dairy. Men would not give a shit if there was an unexpected dick down there, bring it on. You know, all the fun of the fair. However, in my limited experience, people that like dicks need to up their game. Because as confirmed in episode 99, why is this such a problem for me to say this? My penis is not small. It's not a small penis. And whenever anyone sees it, or I just generally get talking to... When I just... Forget that. When I just generally get talking to a girl about penises, they always have a tiny penis story, right? a micro-penis story. You know, they have this... I hear the same celebrities' names that come up who have a micro-penis, apparently. And they're cruel. People are cruel about this. They're cruel about men with a micro-penis. Much as people like to project the image that penis size doesn't matter. Oh, it doesn't matter. It's what you do with it that counts. Bullshit. Behind closed doors, people who like the penis in them do not want the micro penis in them. And they're cruel about the micro penis. And they talk about people with the micro penis as if the people who have the micro penis are not making an effort. Like when they see it, they're like... Why are you wasting my time? Why? What's that? Why did you bring that to the party? That's a rubbish present to unwrap. Dude, there's nothing I can do about it. Not me, obviously. I'm just, you know, as I say, my penis isn't small. I'm just arm in arm. I'm, you know, penis in penis with my micro... Not penis in penis. That's, what's that called? Docking. A massive penis in a micro penis, that would be, oh, it'd be like a bit like a like a fucking ship docking in a little bay, wouldn't it? Anyway, I'm bollocking bollock with my micro penis brothers. Stop this episode as well, but stop this cruelty against the micropenis. This isn't something that we can... Not we, but this isn't something that people can control. It's not a lack of effort. It's just a lack of penis. This is not our fault. No, it's not my fault. My penis is massive. But, you know, this is not the fault of anyone. That's what I'm saying. It's not the fault of anyone, of any single person, apart from God, obviously, the maker of the micro penis and the massive penis. And there's debate, obviously, as to whether God is a man or a woman, or both. But you just know that if he is a man, he's given himself a massive penis. I don't think that's too much of a stretch, if you'll pardon the pun. He's given himself a massive penis. Oh, that's a coincidence, God. You've given yourself a massive penis, have you? Oh, good for you, mate. Because what's that? People don't care about penis size, do they? No, mate, they pretend they don't care, but behind closed doors, that's all they fucking care about. You should know this. You're omnipotent. You know the truth. You played a cruel trick, dear Lord, giving people the micropenis. And it's up to us, all of us, not to fall for this trick. Stop being so cruel about the micropenis. Let's start and end with the name, shall we? You know, let's micropenis no more. Let's rename this fun size. The fun size penis. Have fun with the fun size penis, guys. It's the one God gave you. And it makes your fun size penis God's gift. Enjoy it, people. Don't be cruel. Be nice to each other. And have fun. Fun size.